Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, guys, and welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And this podcast is obviously brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the biggest and best children's entertainment company in the known universe. And yep. We're here, back again, with another podcast. Now, over the last couple of months, and by couple of months, I mean 6 months, we've been a bit sporadic with our podcasts, haven't we?
We've been terrible.
But that's all, yeah?
We even was going to be fired by your wife
yes.
for not uploading podcasts.
She was very unhappy. But we're now back on track, because we have a new member of staff to welcome aboard in Nonstop Kids at our head office.
Yeah,
we have Sophie, who's doing digital marketing for us.
Yeah,
so she's going to be responsible for all of the social media, all of the videos that we put out, all of the podcasts and things like that.
Correct.
So as long as you can get me and Patrick in a room for 15 minutes, the rest of it's going to be done by Sophie.
Yes.
So welcome aboard, Sophie.
Welcome.
And a lot of you have been asking for interviews with some of our entertainers, so we're going to be doing some of those as well.
Yep.
But
a few of you have been asking for nothing.
And if you ask for nothing, you get nothing. There you go, which is what you've had the last 6 months. But, you know, obviously this week we're going to be doing some deals. If this is your first time on the podcast, first of all, where have you been? Secondly, what me and Patrick have done is scoured the internet. Literally, we took a day off yesterday to look over the internet and find the best deals that we could find for you. Because it's coming to Christmas, we know that the people...
Deals are important.
Yeah, the people that listen to this podcast are parents with kids and they want to save money.
Yeah, they're working that extra overtime just so they can buy their kids the new Xbox, and they want it cheaper.
Absolutely.
They want it cheap as chips.
Exactly.
Somebody can say.
Exactly. So
I've already got that deal that's
on
your phone.
So I'm not going to do that deal. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick things off with, we're going to let you know about the deals that we found. So
yeah.
Without further ado, here we go. So, Patrick, you're going to go and start this deal-finding extravaganza off, right?
Yeah. I'm going to start with the deal that all the audience just heard me say. I've already got that deal too, because now you're having to find another deal, because obviously the deals that you found yesterday
yeah.
are no longer been able to use. So, the deal that I've got, which I'm sure you're all sitting on the edge of your seats to hear about, is... Obviously, we work for Nonstop Kids Entertainment, so we're doing a deal for the kids.
Yeah.
So, how can kids earn a Blue Peter badge to bag free entry to 200 plus attractions, including Diggerland, never heard of it, George Vic Viking Centre, never heard of it, and London Zoo, have heard of it.
Well, I've heard of a zoo, and I've never actually heard of London Zoo, but you imagine...
What the hell is Diggerland?
I don't know, is a land all about diggers? But I, as a kid, I always wanted a Blue Peter badge. Like, I so badly wanted a Blue Peter badge, and I never got any. Never managed to get
Blue
a Blue Peter.
Blue Peter was really falling out of fashion when I was a kid.
Was it? Oh, when I was a kid, it was like everybody watched Blue Peter.
Was that in black and white?
It was. Yeah, it really was.
Nah, okay, so, when you think about Blue Peter, whatever your age, it's the long-running children's TV show.
By the way, at Diggerland UK theme park, children and adults can ride, drive, and operate real diggers. Dumpsters and other full-size construction machinery.
At what point do you get in your life where you're thinking, okay, we need to come up with a new business model. How about we rent out diggers for kids to ride around?
But not only that, there's like four of them. Diggerland Kent, Diggerland Devon, Diggerland Durham, Diggerland Yorkshire.
I wonder if we can poach any entertainers from them.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway,
right.
Blue Peter.
Yes. Blue Peter. Yeah, well, it's coming up to it's actually celebrating its 60th birthday. Well, it's already celebrated it, but celebrated its 60th birthday on Tuesday.
That's insane.
60 years old.
That's a long
only
time.
Only 5 years younger than you.
Well, yeah. Feels like it sometimes.
It's highly coveted?
Coveted
pin badges probably spring to mind. You might assume they're hard to get hold of, but actually, with a bit of effort, kids can get a badge fairly easily. So obviously,
awesome.
the kids with the badges get free entry at 200 plus attractions.
So
until they're 16.
Here's the question that my 10-year-old self would be asking right now.
Yeah.
How the hell do you get a Blue Peter badge?
Well, that's actually the next question up on the on my article. How do you get a Blue Peter badge? Kids aged 6 to 15 can tell Blue Peter about something they've created, such as a model, a cake, including a web link or some photos of it with their application. They should also include their full name and address, date of birth, and which badge they're applying for. See, Rylan is making cakes for the neighbours.
So he can apply.
He can get a Blue Peter badge, yeah. And crucially, why they deserve to have a badge. So you got to mention why you think...
And I'm guessing because I want free entry to Diggerland isn't going to cut the mustard.
No, I don't think so. Alternatively, they can write an interesting letter to Blue Peter, at least 50 words, and earn a badge that way instead. It's a great way of teaching your kids how hard work can pay off. Kids' letters need to be sent to the following address. Blue Peter, First Floor Bridge House, Media City UK, Salford, M50 2BH. I actually have to get the tram to Media City when I go to the football. Anyway, off topic. Blue Peter says all the children who write in will get a reply, and the majority of these will get a badge as well. But the application process can take as long as 8 weeks. Wow. So if you wanted to go to Diggerland this weekend, you're out of luck, I'm afraid. Apparently... current presenters Lindsay and Radzi opened some of the letters themselves.
Yeah, of course they do. Ooh. Chuckles. Yeah. No, they don't.
So, how can you get in?
They've got an apprentice. No, they haven't even got an apprentice. They've got some poor work experience girl and they've shoved her in a cupboard. And then every single day they just give her bags of letters and they go, here you go, Donna.
And then
just open up those letters, open them up, and just write something
back.
And
then back. In a few years' time, she'll end up in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Right. That's what happens when you get put in a cupboard. So, how can you get in for free? Some attractions let kids in for free as long as they're wearing their Blue Peter badge, while others will ask to see a Blue Peter badge card because, you know, there are a lot of fake Blue Peter badges out there on the black market.
Well, so. it's highly coveted.
They're easy to get, but it's a separate application process. Once your child receives their badge, they need to complete this form, possibly with the help from a grown-up, and they'll get a Blue Peter badge card. On it will be their date of birth, and the scheme's only for as the scheme's only for 6 to 15-year-olds, they can only get free until their 16th birthday. I don't think many 16-year-olds will want to be going to Diggerland anyway, so that's probably fine. This means they can get up to 10 years free access to the attractions. For free entry, kids need to be going in with a playing adult, though it doesn't matter how much the adult paid or when they bought their ticket. Okay. So, there are loads of places all over the UK, including some popular theme parks, clues such as Diggerland, obviously the ones Stonehenge and all that kind of stuff. Some of their own, so do check. There is a guide, which I'll put a link to with all of the ones, but we really don't need to go through everywhere where you can go, and that's enough places. I imagine they're not the best places, considering they're using Diggerland as their main...
It's like, go to Diggerland. Yeah, that's kind of
So, there's different badges you can get. There are 8 badges in total. That's if you include the special diamond badge, which is only available for this year's Blue Peter 60th anniversary, but some are much more easier to get. So, you've got a blue badge, which is the most iconic. We all remember the blue badge. Which kids can get from sending an interesting letter or having appeared on the TV show. Diamond badge. Kids must have at least one Blue Peter badge of any colour already. Okay, so basically, I'm not going to go through all of these, but pretty much you need to have a blue badge before you can have any of these other badges, it seems. So make sure to get a blue badge. If you have already got a blue badge, then maybe you can get some other stuff, but we're not going to talk too much more about the different badges. Little Facebook comment here from Paul Griffiths. He's saying you can get one or all 8 on eBay.
There you go.
Oh, so if you want to be a scammer, then go to eBay and get yourself a Blue Peter badge.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, that's my first deal.
That's a good deal. And it is true, you know, it's a great way to promote hard work to your kids. And, you know, I like that. I do like that. I think that's really good. So, my first deal of the day... is a toy deal.
Oh, okay.
How to get cheap toys. So Sainsbury's at the moment, and it's only for a few days, you need to act on this quickly, are giving 20 to 50% off big brands, including Barbie, Disney, Marvel, Playmobil, stuff like Lego. So, and the reason is they're kind of clearing out all their old stock ready for Christmas. So if you go into Sainsbury's stores that sell toys, you can get up to 50% off all toys, no exceptions.
That's a lot of toys.
Until Tuesday the 23rd of October. So this is going out on Friday.
So you need to get your Christmas presents early.
Absolutely. The sale is in stores only. It's not online.
Right.
Over 500 stores are taking part. To find your nearest, you just go onto the Sainsbury's website, type in toy sale into the search bar, and then you can find them all.
Cool.
So, there you go. Sainsbury's say over a quarter of the toys will have a full 50% discount, including Marvel and Thomas and Friends toys.
Oh, wow.
And all toys have a minimum of 20% off.
Do kids still play with toys?
Ryland does all the time.
I just didn't know if kids play with toys anymore, if just the iPhone generation. And
Yeah, I mean, Ryland obviously loves going on his tablet or on my iPad, but he still goes plays toys all the time. I think, especially if kids are like really creative, like he's super mega into Lego.
Right, okay, so yeah.
That's his thing, Lego, he just creates. Cool. You need to be quick, as the best deals get snapped up fast and stock's always limited. But don't just assume Sainsbury's will be the cheapest, and if you have certain toys in mind, always compare prices online before they go to Sainsbury's. Last year, they did this last year, and there were some amazing deals with strong discounts. So what's in the sale? There's over 1,000 toy lines discounted. There are no exceptions. Some of the all of Barbie dolls, Black and Decker workbenches for kids, Playmobil jet planes. Loads and loads of stuff. Basically, you go into Tesco, and as you can see there, save at least 20%. So Lego, all the Lego is down by 20%. Well, that might be interesting for me, to be perfectly honest. If you know any great deals or complete duds, then go on Facebook. So there you go. That's it, really. So it's a really simple one. There's nothing really much to it. But, you can get up to 50% off by going into Sainsbury's and looking in their toy section. But you've only got until Tuesday.
Wow. So that is obviously another superb deal. My next deal is how to get free Walker's crisps, a six-pack, again and again and again and again and again and again and again. It actually only said again twice, but I thought I'd add again.
You threw an extra, just for added, yeah.
Just for the drama. Oh, so
sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
So, if I had a this is what it says. If I had a penny for every time I've couponed my way to free crisps, I'd have one penny. So, but I'm hoping after this month I'll be a lot richer. So, one of my favourite things to do is indulge in a packet of crisps. So you can imagine the excitement when I spotted you can get a whole six bag of multi-pack Walker baked crisps totally free, and it really couldn't be any simpler. All it takes is a coupon. How to do it. In the October edition of the free Tesco magazine, on page 58, you'll find a coupon for a free six-pack of Walker Bates crisps. Simply tear it out of the magazine, and from Wednesday the 17th of October, which was 2 days ago, pick up a pack from the shelf in any Tesco Superstore or Tesco Extra. It's actually not valid in the smaller express stores, though, so you can't go to one of them. And take the coupon and crisps to be scanned at the till. It's that easy. So the magazine just says Tesco on the front. It's a brown magazine this time. So Tesco told us the magazine is stocked in over 900 stores nationwide, so it's widely available. Easy to get. Easier to get than a Blue Peter badge, some may say. though in the past, they've tended to run out fast when there's a decent coupon inside, which is even more reason to go quick. So get yourself down to Tesco. The multi-pack usually costs £1.50, and you can use the coupon on three flavours. Ready salted.
Yep.
Cheese and onion.
Yep.
Salt and vinegar. Obviously the nation's favourites.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get better than those three.
Alternatively, if you do your shopping online at Tesco, you can claim the freebie by entering the code GR7MY9 at the Tesco. At the Tesco? At the checkout.
At the checkout.
Here's the coupon from inside the magazine plus the pack. It just pretty much is a coupon that says free bag of Walkers. So, I know all you're hearing out there. Okay, a bag of crisps. That's all right. It's not great. But here's how you max it out.
Oh, this is where you take the deal and you're going to take it to the next level.
Exactly. This is where I get the deal, I light it on fire, and I throw it on some petrol. Yeah,
go on then.
So, Tesco's magazine, which the coupon's printed inside, is free for all customers to pick up in the store. There were loads piled up on the entrance when I checked out, but I can't guarantee they'll be the same in every store. Of course, Tesco would probably rather you only take one magazine, and some feel it's greedy or waste to grab several, so that's a personal choice, but it's certainly possible, as long as the magazines are available, to grab more than one. The terms and conditions in the coupon state it's one per transaction, so you can't get 20 in the same trip, But in theory, you can keep coming back until Wednesday the 31st of October with a new coupon each time to pick up a pack of crisps. So you could grab, how many days is so? 6th, 17th to the 31st, for 2 weeks. So you grab yourself 14 magazines and you can get your pack of, a pack of 6 bag of Walkers every single day.
That's insane.
Every day, a bag of 6 Walkers. That could feed a family of 6.
As long as, like, it's just, I mean, it's just.
Yeah. The coupon scans it at £1.50 at the till, so keep an eye on the offers. As if it drops to £1, as it has in the past, you could get a 50p profit of overage that should come out the rest of your shopping.
That's insane.
So, if you use the coupon and the crisps are on discount, it actually minuses money off the rest of your shopping.
So you can actually save money on the rest of your shopping?
By getting something for free.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely... And
if the crisps aren't in your bag, you can always donate the packs to a food bank or other charity collection and it won't cost you a penny. So that's another thing you can do.
That's actually
Tesco
a really good
are
deal.
Very... sorry about that drink. Tesco are very actually good at...
Because didn't you used to work for Tesco?
I did work for Tesco, yeah, and we...
Many years ago.
Back in the 1940s. about a year ago.
And Jake did as well.
Yeah, we both worked at Tesco, and they were very high on charity donation, donating the old charity. Shout out to John, who's just got good feedback that's just popped up on our email. So well done to John. Mm-hmm. John the Entertainer, congratulations. Anyway, so that's my second deal. There's a couple of banging deals they were, so...
Let's do my deal. Okay, so have you ever been to the Ideal Home Show?
I think you might have discussed this on like one of the second ever podcasts about the home show, something else about the home show, but...
What, really? Okay, well, I love the Ideal Home Show.
How really sad are
there's,
you?
There's lots of fun.
You're going to tell me that like Antique Roadshow is your favourite TV
no,
show.
No, I hate it. But there's like loads of stuff to... I just find maybe I've got to that
What's
age.
What's at
where
the home show? I've never even heard of it. Well, I have heard of it.
There's lots of demonstrations and there's stuff for the kids to do as well. It's a good family day out.
At the home show.
The home show, yeah.
I wonder if you can get in free with a Blue Peter badge.
I don't think you can, but I'm going to tell the people listening how to get in free. I'm going to tell you what's on it. Okay. No, I'm not, because like it goes on forever. But okay, so here we go. This is what we got. You can get 2 Ideal Home Show Christmas tickets when you enter the code MSE2410 online by midnight on the 24th of November. The show is on from Wednesday the 21st of November to Sunday the 25th of November at the Olympia in London.
Whoa.
Adult tickets are normally £13 each for a weekday ticket and £15 each for a weekend ticket. So, you know, 2 for free is a decent saving. Plus, you won't have to pay the £1.70 transaction fee. Tickets are valid for one day only, so you'll need to choose when you want to go. Anyone aged 15 or under can go for free with each adult. You'll also get free entry to the Eat and Drink Festival at the same venue.
Wow.
They'll be emailed through to you within 3 to 5 days after booking. There'll be over 600 exhibitors across 4 show areas, home gifts, decorations and pets. Highlights include celebrity appearances, free interactive workshops and fully decorated life-size gingerbread house.
Nice.
It's actually really good fun.
Yes.
So, you know, it's another simple one. I've come up with 2 very simple deals today. But if, you know, it's actually... Okay, you're what, 20?
I am, yes.
Yeah, the Ideal Home Show is not the thing that you would be interested in. But I bet a lot of parents listening to this would be interested.
But there are also parents who are 20.
That's very true.
So,
that's very true, but...
Yeah. I mean, I could be a parent as far as...
You could.
As you know.
You could be a parent.
I mean, I hope I'm not a parent. If I am a parent, to my kid out there...
How you doing?
I'm sorry that your mum's decided not to introduce you to me. I am a nice guy, despite what she tells you. it's all love, mate.
Oh, my God.
And if you do ever see me and you think he looks like me, just come and say hi, mate, and we can we can go to the home show together.
Okay, so there you go. Right, okay, it's nice that you've connected with your imaginary son or yeah. daughter. That's good, and it was nice that you did that. Yeah. So there you go, four deals. I think that frankly, I think you won the deal finding this week. I thought that your deals, I thought the Blue Beater one especially was really good, but the crisp one was really good.
They were great deals. I think. Yeah, I think
it's always nice when you can get stuff for free. Mine was just discounted. Well, yours was actually free. But there you go. So we're not gone yet because there's that section that everybody loves, and that is this.
Non-stop, kids.
Joke of the week.
And here we are back again for Joke of the Week.
This is my favourite moment. It's when we get a chance to research terrible jokes and inflict them on you, our listeners. Do you go first?
You want me to go first?
You go first, because okay. I went first last time.
It's just a short joke, mine. So, here it is, somewhere. Right. Here it is. So, to the guy who invented... I forgot how to speak for a moment there. I'll try again. To the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing. Because zero has a numerical value of nothing.
Yes, it's very good. It's very good. I've got a good one.
Go on.
I bought some shoes secondhand from a drug dealer.
Okay.
I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
Wee! I like that. I think there's a new segment of the show that we should add in.
What's that?
Riddle of the Week.
Oh, really? You're just dropping this chisel on me now?
I'm gonna drop you a riddle, and then we can alternate it this time.
I should point out that I'm terrible at riddles.
Okay. I'm actually quite good at riddles, so this should be funny. Okay. This is one. This is quite an easy one. Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
I weigh nothing, but you can still see me. If you put me in a bucket, I make the bucket lighter. What am I?
Say it again.
I weigh nothing, but you can still see me. If you put me in a bucket, I make the bucket lighter. What am I?
I don't know.
Think, Craig. Think!
If you put me in a bucket, you make the bucket lighter.
Yeah. I weigh nothing, but you can still see me.
I don't know. Stupid. What is it?
Imagine you were the bucket. You really don't know.
These sort of things really frustrate me.
You're going to give up?
Yeah, I'm giving up already.
There's going to have to be a forfeit then if you give up.
Okay.
I'm going to decide the forfeit after I've told you the answer. So.
Bugger.
A hole.
I never would have got that. I never would have got that in a million years. There is no way.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking like a light bulb because it makes the bucket lighter. But then I was like, no, it can't be.
Actually, that would have been quite good.
It can't be a light bulb because
that weighs something.
That weighs something. And then I was thinking like a ray of sunshine. And then, because that wouldn't weigh anything.
Okay.
But if it went into the bucket, it
actually,
wouldn't.
That is actually an alternative answer that would work, actually. you still get a forfeit, though. Your forfeit is that you have do
oh god
you have to
what
obviously we make the entertainers do an impression, so you have to do an impression.
But I'm not good at impression.
Well, that's we have to do an impression of a random celebrity, and I'm now searching random celebrity. Oh, and this is a person that you're going to be doing a impression of. None of these work. I'm just going to make one up. You got to do an impression of Barack Obama.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
Do you want me to play you a clip?
Yeah, play me a clip. I don't even know what he sounds like.
Right, so you've got to do an impression of Barack Obama, and this is what Barack Obama sounds like. I'm sure the audience are absolutely
as we
this.
Early vote.
Not this guy. That's not Barack President Obama.
Go on, play me some Barack Obama.
Ready?
Cindy and the McCain children, President Mr. Bush, President Secretary Clinton,
I can't do that.
Vice President Mrs. Biden, Vice President Mr. Cheney, Vice President Gore.
Go on. Go on. It's the forfeit.
Vice President Gore, Vice President Cheney. We need change in America. That's what we need. That's about as good as it's going to get. I can't
do that. That was certainly something. So, yeah, that's...
I'm gonna so get you on a riddle. And oh my gosh, your forfeit is going to be... Oh.
Well, we'll see. But that was a... The forfeit, yeah, the forfeit can be whatever you want it to be. That's the beauty. But yeah, we're all riddled out.
I think we are all riddled out. So guys, that was this week's Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast. Me and Patrick do this every
podcast in the UK.
In the UK, absolutely, yeah. Some, like you and me, we'd say that.
Yeah. Others have not heard of it.
If you want to follow this podcast, you can do it in many ways. Heart FM,
iTunes,
Spotify, and obviously Audioboom.
Audio Boom.
Also, don't forget to follow us on all our social media channels, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn and all that stuff. And more importantly, if you want to book us to have a entertainer at your child's party, all you have to do is go onto our website, nonstopkids.co.uk. Love that. Then just go onto the contact form and we will get back to you within an hour with a no obligation consultation. And if you're lucky enough, you might actually get a chance to speak to me or Patrick, the stars of the show.
Wow, that was a great quote, is what you'll say as a customer.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, and you will book us because we are the best. Anyway, so that's it. We will see you again next Friday.
As always,
my name's Craig,
and my name's Patrick.
What was that? See you next week, guys.
Bye.